1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Here's a warning to us, a warning to be careful, a warning to be wise, a warning to pay attention, because there's something out there. Now, as I've said this, I did not walk out of my house fretting that there was going to be a man-eating lion standing on the other side of the fence or the waiting in between our vehicles to consume my body. I'm thankful I don't live in that place. I'm thankful to live at the top of the food chain around us. Not everyone has that privilege, but here, thankful, I don't have to worry about alligators. I don't have to worry about any of that. But that's not what this is talking about. It's a plea to the Christian to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary is out there. And he works, as much as we should be diligent, he works diligently to try and entrap us, to try and encourage us to fall. He uses temptations. He uses sin. And you know, the Bible tells us there are sins which does so easily beset us. What one may struggle with, another may not. But I promise you this, we all struggle with sin. We all are tempted in some way. Christ himself was even tempted. It might be something as common as lust or anger. Gossip, we would never touch on this, but gluttony, that's a temptation. Maybe it's to speak a word in response that would be sharp and hurtful. Ever get tempted in that way? Someone says something and, man, you're sharp, you're witty, you want to come back and maybe even just thinking those things in your heart. It's easy to be tempted with sin. And the Bible warns us here. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, your adversary, it just got really personal. He's looking for a way to trip you up. So tonight, question is, what do you do when you feel tempted? What do you do when you feel tempted? Point number one, we need to be careful. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Remember when we did our platform? We had a dozen Sharpie markers, remember that? And we wrote our verses down on this. Underneath here are Bible verses written all on this. And I believe Charity Faith wrote 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. That was her dad's life verse, right here. So every time I'm preaching, right, I'm standing on, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." Be careful. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Great news in those passages. Hey, you don't have to sin. God's here to help you. He can encourage you. He can see you through all of that. But verse 12, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." What to do with temptation? Number one, you need to be careful. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 warned us, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil," he's out there. He's trying to trip you up. He's going to put things before you. He's going to encourage you in situations. The flesh is going to rear its ugly head, if you will. It happens to all of us. Let him that thinketh he standeth, if we were to look at that and say, oh, a person that is convinced that they're strong enough that they can withstand the attacks of the devil or the attacks of the flesh, right there has committed a sin already, and the sin of pride. Look at James chapter 1. What to do with temptation? Number one, we need to be careful. The boys were getting their hair cut today, and like I do when they get a haircut, I go over and I visit my sister and Roger at work because I got an hour. Well, she left a little early, but Roger was there working hard. You should saw him, hard working. Amen. And Roger's an encouragement. He says, we have church tonight. I said, that's right, Roger. And I said, and I told him the topic. I said, what do you do when you feel tempted? He goes, I just run to Jesus. Man, what a great answer. What a great answer. I almost felt like, well, you know, all right. Should be up here. Should be up here. James 1:13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Hey, be careful. Be careful. There's no one that is above temptation. There's no one that doesn't have to deal with this. What do you do when you're tempted? What do you do when you feel tempted? Number one, before we even get to that place, can I encourage you to be careful? Don't let your guard down. Don't let up. Don't stop doing the right things. Don't get lax in your standards. Why? Because the enemy's right there ready to pounce. Be careful. Hebrews chapter 4, point number 2. Point number 2 tonight. Not only should we be careful, but number 2, we should get help. Get help. There's been times when trying a plumbing project and, man, my short phone call list is my brother-in-law, Matt, Bud, it's leaking. What do I do? I'll be right over. Do you have this tool? No. All right, I'll bring mine. Man, it's good to have someone to help you. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. He says, don't waver. Don't quit. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. What do you do when you feel tempted? Sometimes we separate reality from our feelings, but there is a point of our feelings. Now, certainly our feelings are able to corrupt our thoughts and mess us all up. If you're not careful, your feelings will dictate what you do. And that's a danger. But there is some reality to our feelings. God gave us emotions. And it's okay to feel sad and happy at different times. Ecclesiastes tells us about all those different seasons. But the Bible says some comforting words. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Hey, ever talk to someone and you're going through a rough time and you're the person you're talking to just has no, cannot connect with what you're trying to say? The Lord's never like that. The Lord says, there's nothing that you'll experience that I don't understand. But was in all points tempted. Hey, what happens if I'm feeling tempted? Where should I go? Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What do you do when you feel tempted? Number one, we need to be careful that we're not above temptation. Number two, get help. The Lord can help. He can help in our time of need. He can help take away those sinful desires. He can give us the wisdom to not put us in those situations. 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to read it when I get there. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Isn't that a blessing to know that I can go to God and say, God, I'm about to get myself into a mess. I need help. And He says, I know exactly what to do for you. I told you a little while ago, and I don't know if my doctor is actually watching this or anything like that, but I called my doctor and I said, hey, I'm having this little cough. And he's like, you have asthma. I don't think I have asthma. Oh. Well, maybe you have, and he's just throwing things out there, seeing what, he's like throwing sticky spaghetti up against the wall, just seeing what sticks. Right? You understand what I'm saying? He's just throwing things out there. I'm going to write you a prescription for this. I'm like, I don't think that's it. Hey, it's good to be able to come to the Lord, and you know what? He's got a prescription. He is able to help us. Because no doubt temptation's a real problem. It's a real problem for the Christian. Because we know temptation leads to sin, and sin hurts us, destroys us, breaks our fellowship with us and God. So, number one, what to do when feeling tempted? Be careful. Number two, get help. God can help us by taking our sinful desires away. The only problem with that is many a times we don't want to lose our sinful desires. We love our sin. We love the temptation. There's a way to help, but we just don't want the help sometimes. God offers a lifeline. I encourage you to take it. Look at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. We just have a couple more thoughts here tonight. The Bible says in Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Dominion in that verse means power, rule. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Isn't that good news? You know, if I took Brother Rice here and I took him and I took these little toy plastic chain and I put it around his wrist, you know, like the ones that you can just like pull apart, and I put them on there and I say, "There, you're not going anywhere." And he sits there. Someone comes by. "Why aren't you moving?" "Oh, look at these chains. I'm bound." That's kind of what sin does. Doesn't have dominion over us. Oh, sure, it might be in our life and we need to get rid of those things, but it's not, there's a false power given to sin. It's not more powerful than God. And look at 1 John chapter 4. Look at this verse. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. 1 John 4, 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Break the chains. You have the ability that when tempted, be careful that you not get caught up in this false power. Oh, here comes the temptation. I'm going to have to sin. Stop. You're being bound by plastic chains. There's something greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But we need to protect ourselves. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Protect yourself. Psalm 119, verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." God has made a way. He has helped us. He has given us an ability to defeat temptation. Say, how is that? It's through His word. Oh, that's too much work. We heard some really serious prayer requests tonight. Starting over here. I was going through those names and reviewing those things. And just telling the Lord, I can't do anything about this, but if you could, that would. Sometimes we approach our sin or our temptation, I can't fix this. No, we can. Imagine if we took that gentleman that's in the hospital on life support that used to work with Rick and say, all right, here's what you need to do. To live, you need to do those things. That's just too much. I'm not doing that. What? You could get help. You could be cured. You could get the victory over these things. That's just too much work. Who would say that? Well, oftentimes the Christian does. Hey, there's help for us over our sin, over our temptations. Thy word have I... I'm not good at memorizing. I don't think that's going to be a valid excuse to the Lord. I think we need to protect ourselves. Hey, when you feel like you're being tempted, find some verses to help you. Memorize some scriptures. Protect yourself. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Remember, we read our very first verse. The devil's out there trying to trip us up. He's trying to catch us, trying to get us out. And it says, you need to put on the whole armor of God. Not just pieces, not just parts, not just our easy one, but all of it, it says. Look at verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Well, that's a blessing, isn't it? We are able to protect ourselves. How? Through the shield of faith. Protect yourself. It's available. What do I do when I feel tempted? You get to the Word of God as quick as you can. You ask the Lord for some help. Not quit. You get right. Look at Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28 and verse 13. Proverbs 28 and verse 13, it says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Hey, get right. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 Peter chapter 1. Go back there, please. 1 Peter chapter 1. What to do when you feel tempted? Number one, be careful. Number two, get help. Number three, recognize the false power that it is presenting. Number four, protect yourself. Number five, get right. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You understand that if we could withstand the temptation, if we could do right in those things, if we are mindful of it and careful, if we, when presented, run to the Lord for help and not yield to it. God says, man, that's going to make you better, and I get glory and honor from that. Well, that's good news. So get right and give glory to God. It is no strange thing to feel tempted. Say, what's wrong with me? You're living. That's what's the problem. You still carry around this sinful flesh. You know, one day we're going to shed it. One day we're going to, the mortal will put on immortality, the corruptible will put on incorruption. But until then, we will be tempted. Tempted in lust, tempted in anger, tempted in gossip, tempted to say things that we shouldn't say. And there's a long list of sin after sin. Let's not worry about anybody else. Let's be careful with ourselves. Let's get the help we need. Let's protect ourselves and live right. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed.